Start. Okay, we're ready to go.
All right. Well, I'm Ken Panza, the temporary chair of the meeting for today. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And would the secretary please call the roll?
Yes, sir. Kenneth Panza?
Here.
Travis Rask? Not yet. Hang on. Sarah DiStefano?
Here.
Donna should be logging in as we speak. Hi, Donna. We're doing roll.
Morning or afternoon.
Andy Monk?
Here.
And Regis Obajewski?
Here.
Okay. All right. So you have a quorum present.
Thank you. We have a quorum present. Kathleen Wyatt asked to be excused from the meeting. And Travis is not here. Is that correct?
Here he comes.
Oh, okay.
And now, now you have 16 members.
All right. Seeing a quorum, we'll call the meeting to order. The first order of business is approving the minutes from May 12th, 2021. Everyone should have had a copy of that and had a chance to look at it. And I have a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Meeting.
Second.
The motion has been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I wasn't there. Sorry about that. Thank you.
And Travis, you may vote on minutes that you were not present for. You're just saying that those are okay to be the official minutes, but if you're not comfortable, that's all right too.
Oh, that's fine. Then go ahead. Yep. I will, all in favor.
And that always comes up for legislators. And I see a caller at 845-332-0974. Can we get your name?
Hi, Fawn. It's Dennis. My internet's out, so I had to call in.
All right, Dennis.
I have no speaker. I'll be back.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
Donnie.
All right, the minutes have been approved unanimously, except for one person who's not here. The first order of business is a report on the town meetings at the town and village of Saugerties. I guess that's Regis. He's not here, but Regis could report on that.
Oh, yes, the meeting of the town of Saugerties went very well. The point person, her name is Terry Wood, was fabulous in terms of accommodating us. We were going to attend in person, then we changed our minds. When I say we, Kathy Waite and I, and we decided to visit the meeting via Zoom, and it turned out to be WebEx, so it was just fine. One of the things that people were interested in is, how does this work? And we were able to tell them how we came to an average number in the county when we had 182,000 people, and this is, you know, how it worked in 2010. And we had the numbers for the town of Saugerties. They liked that we had Saugerties numbers and we did the long division for them and say, this is why you had 2.5 districts. And this is how it shook out. And so that worked very well. And the other thing was interesting, I thought, was they were interested in the deviation, the 10%. 10% deviation. Could we have a 10% either way, plus or minus? And of course, the answer to that is no. We gave them the Brennan Center explanation of just how that works. You take the high and the low. So, for example, in 2010, the town of Rochester had a plus 5, right, Mike? And the town of Marlboro had a minus 5. And so those were the highest and the lowest in the deviation. And adding those two together, you get 10%. So it's really 10% for the county, but the way they figured out is they picked the highest and lowest. So that's going to be a little bit tricky to get to that number, but it's not 10% for each municipality or each district. And that was pretty much it. It went very well, and they're happy that we're in gear and at work.
Good.
And the next meeting we have scheduled is with the village on June 21st, and that's going to be Kathy and Andy. So,
do they have any comments about their existing pro or con?
Ken, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
No, there was nothing about that at all. I just wanted to know how it worked, you know, and it's every 10 years, so it's not really on the top of everybody's hit parade.
Yeah, I guess that's the whole process of going out there.
It is. I think
it's going on.
I think it makes it worthwhile, Ken. Yes, I agree with you on that.
All right. So we have upcoming on the 21st, the Village of Saugerties with Kathy and Andy. So we can't report on that because that's a future event. The next item on the agenda is the software vendor update. We had a subcommittee of three people whose names I don't recall. but the subcommittee.
Sarah and Andy, and was it Travis?
Is the subcommittee prepared to give a report?
Mm-hmm. Andy, you want to take it away?
Sure. Let's see here. Can you guys see my screen right now?
Okay. Yes.
I feel like Zoom meetings are the modern day seance. It's like, can you see it? Can you read it? Anyway, so we do have a report. We met with three or four different software companies. They had a variety of different options. Their software is all based on a really similar principle. However, there was one that really stuck out as, that really stuck out as being something that fit the needs of the committee a lot better. And that is Caliper Maptitude for redistricting. This is a screenshot of what the map software.
I don't think you're sharing your screen, Andy.
Am I not anymore?
I don't see it.
Oh.
He's sharing with me. I can see it.
Oh. I can also. It's in a browser.
I'm going to try one more time. How's that? Can you see it now, Rob?
That's odd because we can see it, Rob.
Yeah, I can see it.
That's weird. Okay. I guess it's just me.
So, Maptitude for redistricting, this is what it looks like. So, there are a number of different tools for creating the maps. Different information windows and things of that nature. So where's this? There we go. So there are sort of five main areas within that software. There are map tools, which are things like zooming in and out, going back to the initial map scale, panning around, and getting more information about different mapping objects. There is the layers and legends menu, which allows you to apply and remove various layers, such as different informational layers that we've imported into the software, as well as like topographical maps and things like that. And the legend that shows you how big or small it is. The district box, which displays a table of demographic information about the districts, and will display things like the percent deviation, the different population makeup of the district. The redistricting toolbox, which are the tools for modifying the districts in the plan, such as assigning individual census blocks to a district, or moving census blocks from one district to another. And then lastly, the changes box, which displays the pending changes that you've made as you were modifying the map during your session, so that you can keep track of what you have changed while you were editing the map before you submit it. It has some great analysis tools like the population and demographic data that I mentioned. In the screenshot on the right, you can see that it will show you the deviation in districts 4 and 8 is this example, as well as on the actual map image itself. So you know that 4 and 8 are deviating by about the same amount, but one is plus and one is minus. And so then it will give you some suggestions and the ability to reassign districts from 8 to 4 to even them out a little bit, as well as information like how many people live in individual census blocks so that you can really understand what you're doing before you click the button. This is a browser-based software. It was chosen by the committee because it does provide all of the features that we were looking for, including the ability for the collaboration that some people felt was important. I know that this will probably not be very exciting for Ken because he was very clear in past meetings that he wanted a desktop solution, but this will run in a browser on your desktop. Not only did it satisfy the features that we felt we were looking for, such as the ability for all committee members to have a license to use the software and the ability for members of the public to create their own maps, but it was also way less expensive than even the next less expensive option. So for those reasons, we felt not only is it a great value for the money that we'd be spending on it, but it really checked all the boxes in a way that some of the other software actually didn't. The total cost would be $10,000 for the online redistricting software, which allows us to have unlimited users. So people who are interested could sign up for their own account and start making their own maps, which they would be able to submit based on preset criteria. So they would have to meet a minimum number of districts. They would actually have to meet the number of districts. It wouldn't be plus or minus. And that we would also be able to set the maximum deviation for their map so they'd be notified before submitting it if they were out of those boundaries. Then there's a $5,000 charge for the software to maintain the server where this software would sort of live, as well as an additional $2,000 cost for Caliper to set up the host, which would be hosted by IS of Ulster County. So we save significantly on the cost of needing to have them host it, which was a big chunk of money. So the total amount we'd be paying to Caliper is about $17,000. And there are some additional costs which are being finalized with IS. Rob, do you have anything? I think that's my last slide. So do you have anything to add?
I mean, you pretty much got it. I'm like I told you not to worry. What we'll do is, and Dennis told me about this earlier, we will find the money. We won't go into contingency to find it. We will have, it's actually about $30,000 is where it's going to end up. So it's $15,000 for all the software, $2,000 set it up. So that's total $17,000 plus another $12,000 to $13,000 to host it is what okay. It is. But Caliper would have charged us another $12,000 to host it on their side. So that's the difference. So then we'll build in a little bit of wiggle room just for technical issues. Into that budget. We're not going to just go at that level. And, you know, the software has all the features you need. The one desktop license that we have is just to manage the overall project. It doesn't really have any additional bells and whistles. All it does is manage the project.
I assume you've run this all past our IS, right?
Oh, yes. Well, that's how I go. That's where I got the numbers from.
What's the additional $12,000 for? I didn't quite understand.
That's for serving it. So we have to host it on a server. So there's certain Windows licenses and things like that have to be in order to host it. Caliper would charge us double that. It charges $24,000.
And also, is that $12,000 is a number that represents the real cost of hosting, but is not necessarily a number that we have to request for our budget. Is that right, Rob?
I'm not asking you to request any money at this time. You need to do right now is request the software right now. And then we will find money in the playing budget to accommodate it.
Well, the Caliper software definitely has my vote for sure. Based on what we reviewed together as a committee, This one was above and beyond what the others could offer, and very user friendly. That's where my vote stands.
Well, does the subcommittee have a motion to propose to accept the calibers or the accept the software?
I can make a motion to accept Caliper as our software to use for this come up with commission.
And I'll second that.
Is there any further discussion on the motion? All those in favor of accepting the Caliper software, is that the name of it?
Yes.
Yes.
Raise your hand aye. Or say aye.
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 Any opposed? Are there any abstaining? Well, go ahead and get the software.
We'll get on it.
And thank you to the subcommittee. I appreciate all your help in doing this. And Andy, I understood better how you explained it than, sorry, Rob, the gentleman that gave us the presentation that first time. I don't remember his name. The guy that didn't have a haircut.
I like that name. I like that name.
That was a different software package entirely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. That was a terrific piece of work by the committee. You probably learned more about software than you're expecting to, but we'll be looking to you for your expertise now on helping us use this.
You got it. Andy's our go-to. I'm gonna nominate him right away.
All right. Next item on the agenda is the website update.
I got most of the member information's up. We'll get Travis's up in the next day or two. I did get them to change one heading to comments and frequent and FAQs. Apparently, and I apologize, there's an old saying, you don't get what you expect, you get what you inspect. I had sent them, we wanted the FAQs under the comments with the introduction that the committee wrote about, introducing yourself. So that's all going to be under the comments. And then you already had some links to useful links. We'll get those links in there. So it's starting to flesh out. Of course, your minutes and agendas are up already. So the website's getting fleshed out nicely, I think.
Great job, Fawn. Thanks for negotiating this so well.
Well, thank you, Fawn.
Yes.
I have to give Jay Maller in our office the credit. She's the one who's been working with, the folks that get all that posted for us. And
She does a lot of work for the county website. It's really a nice website.
Yes, she sure does.
Next item of business is new business. Do we have any new business? I might just ask what the schedule is for in-person meetings and where would we meet in person?
All right, the legislature is meeting in person on the 15th, but they're not allowing in any of the public. So we're still kind of trying to sort out how we're going to do in-person legislative, committee meetings if we have to do them next month. So if we have to meet in person, it would be at the county building where the motor vehicles is on the 6th floor in the library. Or possibly in the chambers if we need to get a bigger, separation. They're letting people into the county building. If you have proof that you've had a vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask, but you can wear a mask if you want to. But if you don't have proof, you must wear a mask. Right now, that's the rules for the building. As I get more guidance from the clerk about how our meetings are if the executive order from the governor continues, we'll keep meeting with Zoom. But as soon as that ends, we must meet in person. So right now it's only extended, I think, through the 16th or something. Sometimes he renews it 2 weeks at a time, sometimes just 4 or 5 days at a time. But the next meeting would have to be in person if that executive order expires.
We're still well with the school. Tail end of the schedule, because the legislative committees will have to start meeting in person first.
Right. We'll probably get that all sorted out before your meeting. I just hope he gives us a little more warning than he gave the schools. He announced on a Friday afternoon at like 5 o'clock that they didn't have to wear masks on Monday. And by Monday, they needed to wear masks in school and not if they were doing a school activity outside. It was quite confusing. So I hope he gives us a little more guidance.
Is there any other new business someone wants to bring up?
There's no updates on census data or anything like that, correct?
No.
Okay.
Still looks like it's on track for September. Okay. But
if there's an update, it'll probably be a delay.
Yeah, exactly.
Looking for one. Is there any old business that we have covered?
I kind of just like to say something about the meetings with the municipalities that, you know, I was looking at the spreadsheet, the Excel spreadsheet, which is pretty neat. That's that fillable one with where we put our initials. And there are a lot of variables. And so there are a lot of lonely initials out there, and meetings are not being, I don't want to say they're not being held, but they're not being attended by us. I think that if each of us, you know, has an inclination to go to the town of New Paltz or Olive or any place, and you don't see people's initials there, I think we could feel free to call each other to see, you know, who may be willing to join a person on a specific date at a specific time. I think we'd probably get these meetings on track a little faster that way. But it just take personal initiative to call and get a buddy system going. So I just make that as a recommendation, because if we just fill in, which is really a wonderful thing, we're all over the map. We could have 7, 8, 10 choices that we're posting, and there, you know, nobody's going to the meeting. So I think
some of the towns haven't gotten back to me yet, but I'm sure if we had two people willing to go on those particular nights, if we call them, and we could sort of invite ourselves.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Well, I left the last meeting we had with the intention of really getting on that. And, you know, then things come up, and the Woodstock Town Board, but they're having several problems with the affordable housing and building moratoriums and things like that. So it really wasn't a good time to present them. And then I just, you know, kind of got tied up in other things. But I think that's a good recommendation. We all really need to focus on that and pick a few of our favorite towns to go to.
Regis, would you be willing to send out that spreadsheet one more time?
I'll send it out again. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate that.
But I had the best intentions after the last meeting. Hopefully I can follow through after this one.
Regis and Kathy already go to the Kingston town meeting? I see it's crossed out in the sheet.
Yes.
You did? Okay.
I believe if I marked it, let me just... Hang on.
It, like, struck through, but it doesn't say.
I thought I had marked the ones that they were done.
It's like you guys have done all of them so far, Kathy and Regis, the dream team.
So the town of Ulster they went to. That's why it struck through.
Okay.
The town of Kingston.
Kingston town and first Monday and 7 p.m. are all struck through with dream team's initials, but.
That's right. Their initial, I don't remember. Did we go to town of Kingston? Now I can't remember. I'll have to look. Or maybe they just don't meet on the first Monday anymore. I can't.
Oh, that could be. Got it. Mm-hmm.
I can't recall.
I think last time we had a report from the town of Ulster, but that was all.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I ask, what is the best practice for
sort of following through with what you've signed up on. Fawn, are you coordinating between the towns, or can we be coordinating with the town the time to go once we sign up for it?
Once you sign up for it, I've been letting the town clerk, usually who clerks the meeting or the supervisor, know which meeting we're going to come to. And then I just start the communication between them and the people that are going.
Okay.
And
so I haven't missed any by signing up for things. No. I would hear if, okay.
Yeah. Great. I would have let you know if you missed one.
Great.
one was pending. That's why I just thought if I could start putting them out on the agenda, hopefully, because some may come up before we meet again. But, you know, I'll try to track it on your agendas.
Thank you. That would be much appreciated.
Sorry. If you don't hear from anyone and we see the supervisor or a councilman around, can we speak to them?
Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know what we should do like that. Yep. I saw my supervisor the other day and saw a councilman today, so I shall do that. Well,
all right. Are there any other items of business? Does someone want to make a motion to adjourn? Or you just want to stay on?
Donna,
I will
raise your hand.
Yes. Second.
And we have Regis.
Yeah.
Do we have a second?
I think Regis just gave us a second.
All right. Maybe I should ask if our visitors have anything to say before I call for a question on adjourning. There are several people that are listed on as attending the meeting. I was just wondering if you have any contribution, any questions, any comments that you'd wish to present to the commission before we adjourn. No? In that case, I'll call the question for adjourning the meeting. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstain? Thank you very much.
All right. Good,
Dan. Nice job.
Yeah, great job.
Thank you.
I think Ben has the new record for shortest meeting.
Way to go, Ben.
Congratulations on your efficiency. That was great.
So when do we get the software?
Yeah, right.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
All right. So long.